We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:22. Total information AM. The United States men's soccer team stayed alive in the World Cup with a 1-0 win over Iran. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
When the final whistle sounded,
and the game is over!
There was celebration on the pitch for the Americans. The call on Fox Sports. In a do-or-die match, the U.S. lived to play another day. The U.S.'s Tim Weah.
I always say it's us against the world because no one believed that, U.S. can play good football. And, you know, I'm just really happy that, you know, we're through to the next round.
Next for the Americans, a quarterfinal match against the Netherlands, the world's eighth-ranked team. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, much like young gymnasts were inspired by the likes of Simone Biles, how much are young soccer players being inspired by the current men's team?
We also wondered, in a world of social media influencers and name, image, and likeness payments for college athletes, how parents should help their young athletes navigate this new world. So joining us on the Quiver River guest line is Coach Jen. That's Jennifer Cease Gansner. She coaches competitive athletic girls. Her company called Mind to Define. Jen, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you work with high-level athletes, and we're wondering as parents how critical it is for us to set realistic expectations for our athletes.
Yeah, you know, I've got the same thing at home. I've got four kids who watch the World Cup from ages 6 to 16, and they get to see a lot of great stuff, right? The byproduct, the outcome of years and years and years of hard work. And they compete at a high level, but a different level. So it is interesting to see some of the things you see on the pitch in the professional game, and knowing that not all those behaviors transfer to the youth game, nor do we want them to at this level that they're at.
Now, what do you mean by that last part there before I go on to my next question?
It could be a few things. And speaking as a former soccer coach as well, I love when the kids, right, when they go and we take it to a game and they watch a game on TV or whether it's live. But there are definitely some things that, you know, there's some things that you're able to do at the pro level that you cannot do at certain youth levels. I've got two kids right now who play soccer who are not allowed to do head balls, right? We don't do that. So that cool diving header that you might see in the World Cup that we all love to see, they can't do, nor do I want them to do at that level. And it's not unusual to see the kids at their first practice to start repeating some of those things, which is great for them to look up to, but they are at a different level, even if they're super competitive, with different rules for their game.
Let's say you have a child who is very focused. They have specific goals in mind for what they want to do as an athlete. What do you see in some of these young athletes that might hold them back, and how can we help them?
Yeah, so that's a great question. When I work with athletes, the athletes I work with are youth for the most part. Some of them are up to the D1 college level, but they are at a different level than you are when you get this far, like the furthest you can go in the game, right? So it's really, honestly, the number one thing is the focus on the outcome. What we see on TV, right, what we see is so inspirational, but they are truly the outcome of years and years and repetition and touches that at the current youth level, no matter how high level they are, they don't have that yet. So we don't expect the outcomes to be the same. So that's my number one. I actually have a daughter at a level who is aspiring to be at a high level. And so her 14-year-old body could not do what I expect them to do at the higher ages. Number two is, when we look at games and what's repeated, even at Camo X or on TV, are highlights, right? We either see the highlight. The highlight is a highlight for one team is a low light for another. And so we'll see those kind of racked up as we look at games. And what we miss, what we don't focus on sometimes, and what they don't focus on at the youth level, is all that space in between, all the regular plays, all the plays that don't go well, that you recover from. That's the majority of your game. Not the highlights and the lowlights. The majority is regular, standard, great play.
Is that what a lot of coaches call the process?
Yeah, that's a way to come out. Outcome versus process, right? So we do a really great job at celebrating outcomes and critiquing. We celebrate the highlights and we critique the lowlights, right? We spend a lot of time on that. What we don't spend a lot of time on in the youth game that we should do more and make sure they focus back on is the process and that takes to get there. That journey of doing something wrong to get it right. The over and over the repetitions of not doing it quite right to finally get that one, and I mean one perfect moment that may or may not happen. Between those were all the stuff that we don't see in the highlight reel.
Coach Jen, how can people find you?
Feel free to give me a call at my, you can find me at my website, www.mindtodefine.com, and I'm active on the social medias.
Thank you so much. Always good to have you on KMOX.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.